You are now listening to the 1v1 podcast.
You want the undying truth coming from your boy.
Just get it.
Okay. Me and Zippers have been talking.
My man, okay? And how's that going? What's the dilly on that?
Again, still just talking.
Okay. But with y'all like flirtatious and all that?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We in that stage, you know what I'm saying? But we're just taking it slow. That's all we're doing. Taking it slow. You know what I'm saying? My man. So, you know, it's just by that point at the end of this year, that's when my lease is up. I don't know. Okay. I don't know exactly where I'ma or what I'ma exactly do. It's a lot going on right now. It's a lot. It's all.
So you kind of trying to like balance the decision to make in terms of moving depending on what happens between you two. Because if something happens between you two, you're trying to like stay close to her, or are you trying to like get closer in her area so that way y'all can kind of kick it, chill, and get to know each other more on a personal note. And if things don't go as planned or how things looking, you're going to relocate?
I mean, you kind of like right there at it, but it's that. And honestly, it's just me feeling like, okay, I'm doing welding, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sort of in welding class, but it's not the welding class that I need. So okay. The welding class that I wanted to take last semester had already passed before I even get a chance to even got in there yet. So next semester, which starts in July, that's the one I need to take. So okay. I'm going to be taking more classes. I'm still obviously working, still doing music. The show, you know, it's a lot that I have to juggle. And so I'm just trying to see, where do things fall into place? And if it falls to the right places, I mean, hey, you know, I might go either way. So that's why I said I might be able to go. Because beforehand, I really didn't want to go. You know, we've been friends for like 7 years, right? Almost eight.
We've been rocking for a while, man.
Yeah, bro. Like, but I just don't know exactly. I don't know where I'm gonna be at that time.
I get you. You know what my plan is, Tez? This is what my plan is. If and when I am ever blessed with a career that pays me a lot of money, right? Or if I somehow become, you know, a really good residual, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to move all of us to Cali so we could be closer to the boys, including Duke. I'm going to tell all of y'all, pack it up. Don't got to work. I got each and one of you a house, maybe not something, you know, like a 30 fucking bedroom, 30 fucking baths type shit, right? But you know, something comfortable for you, right? And your significant other, right? Mm-hmm. Something comfortable. And that's it. We're going to move out to Cali. Me, you, Bandit. If Zips is a possibility, Zippers, I'm going to hit up Duke and be like, hey, I know your bitch ass don't like to work. So guess what? You don't have to work. It's over with. Boom, I got a house next to, I bought the whole neighborhood.
Damn, okay, Mark Zuckerberg, okay.
Yep, I'm gonna buy the whole neighborhood. I'm gonna move you next to Gary so y'all could throw hands from across each other's windows.
Mm-hmm. And right? In Tekken too, and in Tekken 8, I'm gonna make sure.
Okay, so I'm gonna put you next to Gary, right? So that way every time that you wake up and he wake up and y'all catch your little stretch, you guys see eye to eye and y'all could just like already feel the tension, like, all right, I'm about to beat this bitch's ass, and it's barely 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. right? I'm gonna move Duke next to Shake so they can get the little flirtatious shit going on, because I know they be doing that low key. And I'm gonna just watch you guys from a different point of view.
That should be fun as hell. That should be fun as hell, bro.
Wouldn't it? That'd be cool.
Oh shit. It's like a billionaire and just buying the whole goddamn neighborhood. It's crazy.
And everybody's there. That'd be sick. Fucking move hype out there too.
Shit, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, shit, Vic's already out there. Shake's out there. Gary's in Oregon. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would have to move Gary out there too. So, you know.
I feel it. I feel it. You know what I'm saying? So.
But anyways, man, to kind of catch you up to speed, honestly, man, going to my vacation, because I haven't spoken to you since vacation, it was the worst. Well, I don't want to say the worst, but it went crumbling fast. So to kind of give you like a little bit of what happened, right? When we took off from the airport in my city and we landed in Arizona, I was good. I was solid. I wasn't feeling anything, right? When we took off from Arizona to Cali again, I was good. But the moment we started landing into California, I had the most excruciating pressure go from my right side of my nose, like kind of towards the eye section, travel up to my head, travel down to back to my nose, and literally underneath my eye, that it caused my eye to water up.
Damn.
I went through that. The first year I went to California with Bandit, same thing, except I felt it on my whole face. From there, that's where it kind of started, where I kind of knew that I was probably going to get sick, because the first night that we were there, I was chill. We had dinner. I was good. Everything was solid. The second day we were there, we went to a part in California to fix my mom's phone, because she has the Samsung Z Fold. And what sucks about that phone, though, is it's a gorgeous phone, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But Samsung did that phone to where you have to use their screen protectors. Now, if you're one of those people that's like, I don't give a fuck about warranty, I'm going to take it off, I'm going to get myself my own from eBay or whatever the case maybe is, then whatever. But my mother's not like that. So her screen protector was lifting, right? And the only way to get it fixed or replaced is going to an actual Samsung store to get it replaced by professionals. If you try doing it yourself and they noticed you tried doing it, you void out the warranty. So I replaced the first year I took. No, when me and Bandit went to the Game of Thrones experience out there in Hollywood, I took my mom's phone. This was back in May. I took my mom's phone with me because it had first lifted. That was the first time ever. They fixed it. Warranty was good. Brought it back home when her and I returned. 6 months only passed, and it started lifting, and even more bad than what it did the first time. So with this trip, we were kind of glad that we were coming out here, because Best Buy is kind of like a partnership with Samsung. They're supposed to carry the proper tools to do it for you, like with Geek Squad. But for some reason, Samsung hasn't gotten on the ball to send these proper tools to Best Buy to get it done. So we had no choice but to have to go back to that Samsung store to get it fixed. So that whole day I was good, right? We did that. We walked around the mall a little bit. We had Chick-fil-A, and then the weather was kind of like rainy the whole time we were out there till like the towards the end of the trip. But the following day, we went to the Warner Brothers studio tour, right? In the morning, I was good. But then my vibe started decreasing. Like, I started losing, like, motivation towards, I want to say, 3 o'clock, 3:30. I was coming down. Like, I started feeling a feverish type vibe. It was bad. Like, I was just agitated by everything. And so that's when I started feeling it the most. My mom, Bandit, and my little niece, they were all good. They were still good. And then my mom started feeling it that night, right? We woke up. We had a planned day to go to the zoo, because we had a free day to go to San Diego. Bandit had never been to the zoo out there, so we were going to head out there. But when we got there, that's when my mom started feeling it the worst. She was developing a cough. She was feeling all types of pain. So we had to call the zoo kind of early. We had only been there for like maybe 2-3 hours, and we called it, and we went to a emergency center, like a 24-hour emergency type deal. It took 3 hours to fucking see us, Tez.
I believe
3
it.
Fucking hours, bro. And it was like, so we didn't leave that place till like midnight. And I still had to drive from San Diego back to where we were staying, which was like an hour. But luckily, because by that time, traffic's really not that bad. So I kind of, it was a smooth ride for me on the way back. And then the next day was, so we got our medication. We got our shots and everything like that. The next day was Universal, where I was feeling, you know, I want to say maybe like 85%. My mom was still kind of like 65, 70% better. And then, of course, the last 2 days were Disneyland and the park right across from it. And those 2 days were perfect. Like, I felt 100% better. Everything was good. My vibe and everything was back up to normal. But honestly, man, it's and you know what pissed me off too is that I went all of 2023 tests without getting sick. I had no colds, no flus, nothing. And in my mind, right, when we were like mid, like November, I told my mom and I would tell Bandit, like, I'm praying I get sick soon. I have never wanted to get sick so much in my life. And they were always like, well, why do you want to get sick? I'm like, because I feel it in my gut that I'm going to get sick out in fucking California. And I don't want to get sick out there. So every day I was like, please, somebody cough on me. Somebody just give me the fucking sickness or whatever's going around, because I just want to get it over with. I've never been so fucking like wanting to get sick in my life, Tez. And the moment that I did not want to get sick, it happened. It was bad, dude. It was bad. But honestly, I still made the most out of it, because I'm the type of person that, like, if I get sick, if I'm at home, right, and I'm at work, obviously I don't want to be at work. I'm sick. I'd rather be at home in bed.
Right.
But if I'm somewhere on vacation and I get sick, I'm not gonna like let that shit shut me down completely to ruin my whole trip. So even then, like, I would medicate, get my mind straight and say, you know what? Yeah, you're sick, but you're on vacation. You didn't come out here to get sick. You didn't come out here to let this shit fuck you up. So I went every single day, like pushing, like I did when I got COVID in Vegas. I did the same thing. Even though I had COVID and I was going through the headaches and everything like that, I was in Vegas for my birthday and I wasn't gonna let that ruin my trip. And I tried doing the same with the flu and everything, and luckily I started feeling better. But man, I'm hoping this year I get sick sometime in the fucking middle of this stupid ass year, so in case I travel again, I don't have to deal with it.
Hey man, hey, I'm gonna tell you this right now, I don't really even get sick like that. Allergies is my like worst kryptonite. That's my kryptonite right there. That's gonna be fucking me. I'll be all at work, my eyes watering, sniffing, nose running and shit. That's like the only thing I ever gotten that was bad. This last year, I got kind of sick, but it wasn't that bad. You know, just had some like diarrhea and shit like that. But
weren't you sick recently though?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, when me and Bandit played Fortnite with you, you were already kind of coming off of being sick, but you had just been sick.
Oh wait, no, that was that That was the allergies, actually.
Bitch, it sounded worse. It sounded bad.
It was. I thought I was actually sick until I went to the doctor and I told him everything that I was going through. And he was like, "It sounded like it could be allergies." And he prescribed me these pills. And I took the pills, you know, every day. And it just went away. I was like, "What the fuck? That was just allergies?" And I was like, "God damn! So it's just allergies for me, really." I've never been sick, like bedridden sick. I just always felt like kind of bad. And that's, I guess, just my allergies and shit. But yeah, that's my only crap.
Yeah, no. And I'm the same, like I said, man. Like, I don't, unless it's here at home, then yeah, I kind of just want to lay in bed and whatnot. But if it's like a simple, like, cold from just like weather change or something like that, like, yeah, I like to just stay in bed and chill. Or I'll even get up and try to like do stuff to kind of like get my mind off of being sick. And because from the experience I had with COVID, right, what a lot of people were doing was getting hit with it and kind of shutting down and staying in bed. But they didn't realize that them not kind of like doing things, and you didn't have to do like full-blown exercises or anything to the extreme, but is that when you lay down, you're kind of just giving up and letting the sickness kind of take over your body and do what it wants to you until it's done and it passes by. But with me, because I stayed active in Vegas, I was moving around, I was walking, I was laughing, I was enjoying the scenery and kind of getting my mind off of COVID, it left me alone the whole day. The only time I ever felt it was at night when I was asleep, not doing anything. That's when it was hitting me the most. But the next morning, I'd wake up, I'd drink some DayQuil, get ready, head out with my mom and spend the whole day out on the strip or whatever we were doing. And it would leave me alone the whole day because my mind wasn't focused on it. And that's what I do now when I'm sick is, if it's a cold, yeah, I got to tolerate the cough. I got to tolerate the fucking sneezing and the stuffiness and just feeling like fuck. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I still get up around the house. I move. I go outside. I try to like go for walks and stuff to get my mind off it. And the congestion goes away. The coughing kind of settles down. I don't feel like shit anymore. I'm kind of like motivated and still laughing and being stupid. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, that's what I try to do, man. But, you know, I thought Mickey Mouse was going to help me. But he didn't, man. Oh, okay. You know what the cool thing is, Tez? I have a thing, right? Kind of like a, you know, are we live? Are we even doing anything?
I was just about to ask you, is it cool if I'm using these stories? Because I'm recording
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Because I'll probably see him on TikTok again with your stupid ass headaches. So anyways, so I got a little thing, right? Mm-hmm. Whenever I go to California with my, whether it's my family or with Bandit at Disneyland, I understand how celebrities kind of travel between like the whole crowds, right? So at Disneyland, Tez, if you ever get a chance to go, right? Can't say never because you never know, right? True. When you go, the cast members, the people that work at Disneyland, they all wear different attire. You have the people that work in certain sections of the park that are in control of like, you know, well, how many people in your party? Okay, take rows 1, 2, and 3. You know, you have those people that are literally dressed for the section they're in, right?
Right.
But then you have the cast members that are wearing like plaid type flannel type shirts, right? They look like security. Some of them are people using like doing like the more detailed tours of Disneyland, which is like, I guess like the premium stuff, tickets and shit. Mm-hmm. And then the majority of the time though, it's celebrities. So I tend to keep an eye out, even if it's a massive crowd, right? So we were on our way to a ride that my mom had never been on and neither did my little niece, but me and Bandit had on, right? And we were walking towards the ride and there's a popcorn stand to the left of this section, right? So I saw one of those cast members kind of just standing there, like looking around, and then he was communicating with someone, and I got a good glimpse of the person he was with, and it was fucking Nick Cannon.
No.
Yes, it was with his kids and his new, like, I guess, chick, right?
What?
Literally, I swear, look, it's kind of hard, though, because he was kind of wearing, like, a hoodie and, of course, a mask because, you know, obviously some celebrities don't want to be seen.
Right.
Right? But watch. I'm going to send it to you from my phone.
There's no fucking Discord. Way.
I'm going to send it. Hold on. Oh, no, I'm dead serious. Watch. Hold on. Let me see. Where's my recent pictures of my trip? Okay, look. So if you want to zoom in, right? But I'm going to send you two of these joints so you can see that he was vibing. What? He was literally getting I think it's a popcorn stand or just like a thing, but that's him.
Oh shit, that is
with his yeah.
It's Nick Cannon with the cannon. Oh, what's the heat? Oh, that's his phone. Never mind. I was about to say, what he grabbing?
What the fuck?
I was like, what he grabbing? He really got the cannon on him, but never mind.
That's You're so stupid. So not only did I see Nick Cannon, right?
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of like we were already kind of ending the night and we were trying to head to, I think, our second to last ride of the night. And as we were walking, right, the fireworks had just ended. So the crowd was massive. Right. So me and Bandit were in front of my mom and my niece and we were kind of trying to like just dodge traffic as much as possible. And to my left, I saw another cast member walk by me. So my eyes were like, OK, who the fuck is walking with them? Right. I shit you not. And it's crazy because Bandit noticed first before I could say anything. Walked right by, right? I kid you not. Queen Latifah literally brushed my shoulder trying to just dodge traffic. And before I could say it was Queen Latifah, Bandit goes, was that Queen Latifah? And I was like, yup, That sure was. And even the two people in front of me was like, hey, it's Queen Latifah.
Did she before
lying? I swear, before I could even say anything, I couldn't take a picture, obviously, because she was zooming. Like she, but she didn't have her mask or anything, but she was there. Like, she literally brushed my shoulder. First of all, she was kind of rude because she didn't say, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. But it's cool, right? Because it's Queen Latifah. I get it. So, but yeah, she brushed my shoulder. And Bandit was the first one to be like, was that Queen Latifah? And I was like, yep, that was Queen Latifah. So that's why I always try to pay attention. Like, years ago. And it's a funny story. Really quick, last one before we start. So years ago, when I was like maybe 17, 18, when we took off to Disneyland, we were at their downtown Disney store, which is located outside of both parks, right? It's in their little district called Downtown Disney, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we had just gotten there, and my mom, you know, she likes to go in there. She likes to browse a lot. But at this certain time, Kim Kardashian happened to be in the store, right? So my mom, so everybody was like trying to get pictures of Kim, and she's really short, right? And I saw Kim. My mom had seen Kim, but my mom really wasn't like going fucking fan crazy,
mm-hmm.
you know? But this is how crazy it was, right? So my mom was looking at something in the same kind of area where Kim was, and the cast member tried pushing my mom out of the way, and my mom got pissed, right? Because my mom was just minding her own business. She wasn't trying to like get in Kim's face or like sneak a fucking picture or like bombard Kim with anything, right? My mom was just picking up fucking things and looking at him. So the cast member tried pushing my mom, was like, hey, yeah. My mom was like, I don't fucking think so. And the lady was like, ma'am, it's because my mom was like, I don't give a fuck. She's a person. I'm a person. I didn't tell her to be here today. I didn't tell her to come out here. You're going to respect me like you respect them. Because money or no money, she's just like me. And I looked facts. At my mom and was like, damn.
She's been known by them facts.
And so, but Kim kind of, and I think Kim heard my mom because she walked away. And, you know, the cast members kind of followed her and everything. My mom was like, I don't give a fuck. I couldn't give two shits if it was the fucking president. I'm looking at this. I don't give two shits about Kim. I'm not bombarding her with pictures in there. So I was like, damn, mom, chill.
Why your mom gangster like that, bro? I said it to that bitch's face.
No, but I mean, yeah, if anybody listening, if you ever get an opportunity to, like, head out there, just kind of, like, Keep a close eye, because you never know.
Bro, let me tell you.
You never know.
If I ever were to go to Disneyland out there, and I seen, first of all, if I would have seen Nick Cannon, I would be like, hey, yo, bro, you still doing the whole, like, wild and out thing, right? You still got them seasons going. Yo, put your boy on. But I think the only person who I would actually be, like, excited about to see at Disneyland would probably just be, like, Keanu Reeves and shit.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be like the only person.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is I used to follow on Instagram a page that would literally dedicate to people submitting photos of the celebrities currently at the park. And they used to post a lot, but I guess they kind of like went quiet a little bit.
Yeah.
But I used to do that a lot. And some of the celebrities that I would see, they would end up posting. I'd be like, oh, shit, it was that person then. But yeah, dude, when I saw Nick Cannon, I was like, damn. I got really close to Nick. Kind of like when we were done with the ride that we were walking towards when I saw him in this picture, my little niece and my mom got on a little kid's roller coaster, and me and Bandit kind of stood to the side and kind of waited for them. And Nick, of course, you know, fucking celebrities get the special treatment, so they go through the exit to cut the line and shit. And so when me and Bandit were standing there, he just walked up, said what's up to a couple of people, and I was like standing there like, man, I should go up to you and tell you, you'll never be Eminem in a diss track. But no, it was really cool. It was really cool seeing Nick. I was like, yeah, that's dope.
Bro, why do you just remind me that Nick Cannon used to try to rap, bro? I had that buried deep in my mind, bro.
But the crazy thing is, though, is in every Wildin' Out episode, everybody reminds him.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You know? So it's like, it's true. Like, He's literally trying, bro.
He's so ass, though. Like, he just I don't know. He's just unlocked, like, a core memory from me. Like, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, with that being out of the way, let's go ahead and get into it, man. What's up, y'all? It's the 1v1 Podcast, back at again with number 71 or 70. It's one of the two. I don't know. It's been a minute. It's been like a month right now. But, again, make sure to get this video or whatever listening platform you're on, Spotify or Apple Podcasts or TikTok alike, or just, hey, give it a 5-star review. Hey, we need some 5-star reviews out there on the platforms. But I think we all know what we came here about. You see the title. We're talking about that Xbox Direct. Now, did you see it? Did you see it yet?
No, which I still haven't seen.
What?
Yeah. What? Okay, so I haven't had the chance, man. Is it the Developer Direct?
Yes, the Developer Direct.
The full presentation. Okay.
It was like 48 minutes, I believe.
All right.
So, out of the whole thing on there, I'm gonna be real. Here's some of the games that I'm just, you know, out of the five they show. Here's some of the ones that I'm excited for and least excited for, right? First one, honestly, it would have to be Hellblade 2 for me. So something about it, I don't know. It still has that Sony movie kind of feeling to it, which I'm like, am I really gonna fuck with it though? Or am I just gonna get bored of it, you know, after I buy it? And it's just gonna sit there and it's gonna collect dust, you know? Kind of like my PS5. But it's like, is it gonna stay there in my library uninstalled, or am I actually gonna beat it and enjoy it? I played the first one, it was good, but I never beat it. It was never bad for me, and it never like dropped its attention. I think I just got busy and I just kind of forgot about it. But if I go back and play the first one before the second one comes out, which is May 21st, I think I may like it. And I really want this to be good for me, because it does look better, obviously, graphically. And I think even the, like, fighting mechanics, it looks a bit different. It looks a little bit different. So,
okay. That's my number. Yeah, I mean, when they announced Hellblade 2, mm-hmm. right? Again, Duke was the one that got me into the first one. But at the time, I was using a PC that wasn't in the right mind to run that fucking game.
Right.
So that bitch was like, sounded like a PS4. And I was like, man, I can't play this shit. But I still haven't picked it up. It looked interesting to me. And I, of course, got to pick it up. It's another one of those games that's in my backlog. But it does look good. Like you said, it does look, you know, of course, graphically more, you know, obviously it looks insane and stuff. I do want to talk about Tez's Avowed.
A what?
Avowed or Avowed. Avowed? Avowed? Whatever the fuck. Okay. Avowed, brother. I couldn't. It's because the colors are all over the place and I couldn't make out the letters. Avowed. Okay.
Yeah.
It looks gorgeous. I ain't gonna lie.
It does.
It looks gorgeous. At first, when I saw like the characters talking and shit, I thought, bitch, are they making another Fallout? Is this what I'm looking at? But it does look gorgeous, though. Does look gorgeous.
Like, okay, I'm gonna have to really explain myself quite, you know, in depth, so that way people don't be like, you know, oh, what are you talking about? Relax. Okay, relax. So Avowed for me has been a little bit of a trip. Of course, when they first announced it in the CGI trailer, I was like, oh shit, yo, it's crazy. It looks nice, even though we ain't seen nothing yet, but I like the feel of how the, you know, the way they're going with the CGI trailer. Okay, I'm liking it. And then the screenshots came out, still liking what I saw so far. Then that first trailer came out. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great either. I thought this was gonna be like something great, you know, coming from the same team that did Fallout New Vegas. You know, that's the best one. If you listen to anybody, it'll tell you, oh, New Vegas is the best. It's the best in the series, and you know, all the stuff like that. So I was expecting something, I guess, great to how people looked at New Vegas. Yeah. But it does look good, but it just wasn't that great for me. So as I seen this obviously direct for it, and okay. The combat. It looks fine, right? It's a little slow, but it looks fine. But it just doesn't give it that oomph when you slice and hack and slash these enemies. It doesn't really give that much of a feel to it when you hear it. I guess it's more of the audio design, I guess, is what I'm having an issue with. It doesn't give Probably. It that, yeah, that shing, yeah. shing, nothing like that. So that kind of disappointed me a little bit. And also, okay. I'm just beating off here for a second. Not that way.
Sorry,
Not that way. Oh, I'm going off a beat trail. Beat a trail. Chill out. I mean that way. I mean that way. Don't cancel me. I'm not like that.
Damn.
Fuck it. They don't cancel me anyway.
True.
We gotta have a discussion here, all right? This is for all my black people out there, bro. All right? I know y'all feel my pain. Recently, there was a Tekken trailer shown for the new season of characters is coming. First one for Tekken 8 is Eddie, right? I know some of y'all probably wonder what does that have to do with Avowed.
So Eddie's not like a character right off release?
Mm-mm. He's gonna be downloadable character. Dear people who are in the gaming space, that are developers and designers, please stop with the Killmonger haircut, please. please. I'm so sick and tired of seeing his goddamn haircut. Okay, I'm tired of it. We all are tired of it. Miles had it. What's that character in Valorant has it? There's an Apex character that has it, and now there's a character in this game who's like this kind of devil character or some shit. He has it with the dread swoosh to the side and shit. We don't want it. We're tired of it. Please give us something else, bro. This is no different than the afro that we had like 10 years ago, where all black characters had an afro. Please try something different. So that's the correlation between the two. The hairstyle, I hated it, and I didn't like his voice. It didn't seem to match the game. It sounded hella different, sounded hella weird. You know, that's another disappointment in this game, but everything else looks nice. It looks like it's gonna be fun. I'd like to see what the story's about. So Avowed for me, I'm gonna still obviously play it, but I'm not gonna purchase it day one. That's gonna be something that I'm gonna try on Game Pass. Same thing with Hellblade, but I might end up buying Hellblade.
Yeah.
You wanna point out another one that you saw that was interesting, or have you seen it yet that was interesting in one of those other games?
I'm kinda going through it. I mean, obviously the number one thing that I've been seeing going around Twitter is of course the Indiana Jones game.
Mm-hmm.
It does look really good. Don't get me wrong. But going back to what you said, like about Hellblade and stuff, like, I'm in the same boat. Mm. It's not something that I'm gonna go out and buy myself an Xbox again for it could just sit there after the game's already released and I played it and stuff. Like, I don't know. I just felt like me getting an Xbox was just it was pointless to me because it just sat there. The only time I would ever turn it on and like play it would be when my niece was over, because she would play like the little kiddie games that were on Game Pass. Okay. But outside of that, I never really touched the Xbox. It just sat there. It was more of a compulsive buy. So just like you having Game Pass on PC, obviously I can play it. Like right now I'm downloading Pal World.
Because,
you know, it's on Game Pass and it looked interesting to me.
Right.
I want to give it a shot. But yeah, no, I mean, Hellblade looks good. I mean, I've never really been into those build-em-up games like... What game were we talking about? Like the simulated games, like not Sims, but like the ones where you build like
whole world and shit.
Yeah. Because I know that one's in the thing, and then after that's like Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
That's I mean, that's pretty much those are the only three kind of interesting games, to be honest with you.
Okay. See, I was gonna do the same thing, but mine in order would just be Hellblade, Indiana Jones game, and Avowed. Now, with the Indiana Jones game, I'm not even gonna talk about that Aura Historian, whatever that game is. I'm not into that shit either. So, into just the Indiana Jones game, I feel like a lot of people, including myself, was really expecting this game to be a third person point of view type of game.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I wanted it. Well, no. Let me rephrase that. I was expecting it, but I didn't want it. So I was expecting it, seeing how they were gonna tackle it, right? Because you know, there's already Uncharted. Is basically, you know, Nathan Drake is just basically just Indiana Jones. A bootleg Indiana Jones, a Lara Croft Tomb Raider, bootleg Indiana Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
But those games are already established so long and so profound in the gaming industry that you can't just make a third person action adventure Indiana Jones game with climbing and jumping and shooting. It's gonna feel too much like Uncharted. So just off the rip, I was already just interested on how they were gonna do this. Is it gonna be first person since it's made by Machine Games who made Wolfenstein, or is it gonna be third person? So when my surprise, when I saw they was gonna do first person and third person, it was a bit of a surprise. And also, I understand it was a bit of acceptance in there too, because it was a way that it could be like, okay, we still got third person point of view, but we also got the first person point of view. It's a good way to balance out the immersion almost. The camera view for climbing would be a third person, looks nice. First person, you'll get the whole immersion of the environment of the game, which is it's nice. I ain't gonna lie, but I kept seeing people just saying, "Oh, they dropped the ball. They failed. They should have been third person. How could they have done this? This is bad." And I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, they just wanted another Uncharted.
Yeah.
So that way they can sit here and point out and be like, "Oh, that's Uncharted. That's Uncharted for Xbox. This is the bootleg version, clone version of Uncharted for Xbox." And this is smart. This is smart for Machine Games. Hey, I'm interested in it. I'm gonna probably buy it. But I'm definitely trying on Game Pass first. What's your opinion on that? I'm a third person.
I'm kind of looking at it in two different ways, right? And I think a lot of games should kind of like give you that option whether you want to play it in first person or third person. I would be down for that, right? Maybe, you know, certain games, because I don't think I could ever see God of War in fucking first person, right? So in certain games, you know, if it's something like Indiana Jones or like you said, Uncharted or stuff like that, first person mode would be cool, right? Third person would be optional, which from outside of the whole gaming standpoint, I think helps as well with people who suffer from like getting nauseated from like the motion sickness, because Bandit has that. And I mean, she has it, right? There's certain games that she can play, like for example, Fortnite. And I was trying to like understand where it was coming from, because she can play Fortnite. She could play a bunch of other games that are in third person and not get hit with motion sickness, no matter how much she's moving the screen, right? The camera angle. But then the moment she plays first person games like Dead Island 2, when she plays... there's another game that we play that she gets nauseated. But anyways, when she plays first person, the nauseation kicks in, like the nausea kicks in. So what we're kind of talking, I was like, you know what it could be? It could be because third person, your camera's kind of like out. You're not really zoomed in and the camera's not really moving your whole point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's probably what's causing it. And the moment you play something first person, it's hitting you because you're literally screen to face and you're moving everything at a fast pace. So I think that's a good idea to keep it third and first person, but you're right. It's one of those, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Because if you do third person and only solely third person, people are gonna hit the comments with, this is just Uncharted. They took the idea from Uncharted. Mm-hmm. Uncharted did it first. Uncharted did it better. Uncharted this, Uncharted that, Uncharted that. Which isn't fair for them in terms of making an Indiana Jones game. So it's smart to put in those two possibilities of first person, third person, because you're right, in first person, you get more of the environmental from a first person point of view. Third person, you get more of the surroundings from the camera angle. The game looks gorgeous, right? It does look gorgeous, but I agree with you. The comment section would blow up if it was just solely third person. And then people want to complain about it being first person. You can't win in this industry, man. You cannot win. There's always something wrong with the games you're trying to show out. Always.
You have to pick your battles out here, man. Gotta pick your battles.
It never fails. It never fails. I could go out and make a horror game that's based off of space traveling from different planets and whatnot, and people can hit me with bitches is Dead Space meets No Man's Sky. Bitch, shut the fuck up. You either play it or you don't. Get off my fucking feet with this shit.
You know what's crazy? I think that a lot of games should start doing what Starfield is doing. Like you said, you know, switch between third person and first person. It's like it's just an automatic, you know, the toggle of a button. It's not that much to do if I'm not mistaken. I'm not a game developer, so I will put that out there. You know, I am going off my own little bit of ignorance. So it just seems like there's a plausibility there, but it probably will take a little bit more work. So I just wish that it would come to like a lot of those type of games to where it could be enjoyed both different ways. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like for example, going to like maybe RE, right? We had Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, which was solely first person. No third person available. Mm-hmm. First person along with Village, first person. But then you go to 5 and 6, they're third person. Right? 4, third person. The originals, third person. Would it be cool to be able to transition from first person in 7 and in Village to a third person view? I would love it. I would love to do that in a third person view. And go to how the old school Resident Evils were. You know what I mean? But who knows? Maybe it's rendering. Maybe, you know, you got to render the graphics to kind of adjust when you go from third person to first person. I don't know. I mean, you're right. We're not game developers. If I was, I'd probably make the shittiest game ever. I'd be on that list of games of like Gollum, fucking The Day After, whatever the fuck that game was called, and a bunch of others. You don't have to agree.
I mean, no, that's not. It's just, you know, if I was a game developer, I'd probably make a shitty game too. It's damn near hard nowadays to make a really good game that stands out. But I mean, it really just isn't fair for this property. You know, like Indiana Jones had like a lot of other games, you know, just tie-in kind of games or just cash grabs kind of games or whatever. But this one does seem to be more, how should I say? It's definitely more of the, oh, this is the Indiana Jones game. This isn't the, Lego Indiana Jones game. Like, no, this is the Indiana Jones game and the Great Circle game.
Yeah.
So, you know, it definitely deserves its moment in the sun. Be honest, it's probably going to be this last one. I don't see it being like a long series, like Spider-Man, nothing like that.
Yeah. I think they're going to go based it off of like reviews, you know, to see how many people want them to kind of like maybe revisit the movies as well, like, you know, the Temple of Doom and, you know, all the past films and stuff to try to like mess with that type of situation. But I feel you though. I don't see it going the distance in terms of series, to be honest with you.
Cause I know the movie flopped, didn't it? Didn't it flop?
I did. It did. It really did. Well, I kinda knew that. That's why I didn't even bother. Now, I want to bring something up, Tez.
Oh, okay.
I want to get your point of view of it.
Okay.
Until Dawn is being turned into a movie.
I've heard.
With supposedly Hayden, what's her name? The main chick. Let me get my facts right here before I fuck around and fuck it all up. Where in the fuck is the cast? Here it is. Okay, I'm fucking up. Hayden Panettiere, right, with her reprising her role, and Rami Malek reprising his role, with no word from the other people, the other actors like Jordan Fisher or any of them stepping up and saying I'm in or anything like that.
No Brenda Songz.
Bitch, Brenda Song is not in Until Dawn.
I thought she was. Wasn't she in Until Dawn?
She's in The Quarry, foo.
Well, they both play the same. Damn, you can't judge me off that like that.
But
either way, go ahead.
So this is interesting to me, right? Because if they were to get the cast to revisit their roles, how would this movie play out? Because obviously the game is decision based, right? Whatever decision you make, the game changes, right? How if in fact the rumors are true, if they really are going to make a movie out of Until Dawn, how could you see the direction of this film going, seeing that it's a decision based video game?
Like how they're gonna basically yeah, like transforming yeah, like, into you, the movie.
Yeah, like how do you kill off, like, let's say example, since you know you I mean you probably haven't beaten the game or whatever. If you have, you know how, you know, like let's say Jordan Fisher's character, right? You can either have him survive the whole game or get him killed by the stupidest mistake. If they were to change this, if they were to make this into a movie, how would you go based off of that? Like who do you kill, who do you not kill? You know what I mean?
Honestly,
because that's a question Bandit asked. She was like, how do you think they're gonna do it if it's decision based? Like how do you go as a director to say, okay, we're gonna kill off Hayden's character, we're gonna kill off Malik's character, you know, like well wait a minute, I fucking had them survive in the video game, why are you killing them off? Like how do you do that as a director?
It's definitely gonna be it's most definitely gonna have to be just the writing room doing what the writing room does. It's gonna be somebody in there is gonna suggest, oh, you know, well maybe this percentage amount of people wanted him to live, or maybe this, because I'm assuming that like at the end they tell you the percentage of who, how many people selected this way and selected that way, you know. I'm assuming, right, that's how it went.
Yeah
so that's kind of how I'm just gonna assume that's how it's gonna be written. Personally, I'm gonna be real with this one. I find it to be kind of dumb. I find it to be kind of stupid a little bit to make a movie out of a game that's already kind of like a movie. Like it's the same thing with The Last of Us. It's like, what am I gonna gain from this, from watching this, that I haven't already experienced? Like, or I could just play the game. I could just play the game. You know, I just don't think these type of games deserve movies, you know, or even like TV shows, I guess. But it's like, if they are, they're probably gonna go by like how many people chose this way, or how many, you know, people decided just to let this character survive or whatever. It just seemed like that's how they would probably go by it, or they'll just come up with something on their own. They're gonna do it their way. I don't know. It's kind of down the middle, maybe.
Yeah, cause I was trying to figure that out. I mean, I've never beaten Until Dawn, you know, because I'm not really good at decision-based games because I hate killing people.
But I thought you did with a bandit.
No, her and I completed the quarry. We completed The Devil in Me. We completed I think those are the and House of Ashes, the one with Ashley Tisdale.
Oh
so
yeah.
So we completed those three. Yeah, those three we completed, but the other ones like Little Hope, Man of Medan, and of course Until Dawn, I've never completed those three. Her and I tried starting, I think it was Man of Medan on PS4, but the game was so buggy that we couldn't play it, so we ended up not playing it. And it's been a while since we tried, because I know they updated it, but yeah, that's we've done it. And honestly, in a way, I was kind of like, okay, well, if Until Dawn was to be made into a game, I mean, into a movie, and it succeeded, right? That gives Supermassive an opportunity to kind of like say, okay, well, now let's try to do one of the other ones. Let's try to do the one with Brenda Song, The Quarry. Let's try to do one with that, right?
Right.
So I was kind of tired. I was like, you know what? If it does do good, I can see it being a series of movies based off of the video games until The Devil in Me, even though The Devil in Me was a broken ass fucking game since it started. But yeah, I just wanted your input, man, because I mean, I my main thing was the whole decision based thing, man, in terms of a movie. And I mean, I could see that though being like a way that they could decide that. It's like, well, how many people got so and so killed in the game? Well, 30% of the people survived, or had so and so survive, and this and that. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, well, that's how we'll kind of base this off then. And then we'll just let the actors and actresses know this and this and that. And so, yeah, I mean, I thought it was interesting, because she sent me and she was like, ah, and I was like, oh, shit, hot.
You know what show that I am ready for though? And I don't really have any history behind this game or really playing that much this series. It would really have to be like that Fallout series that's coming out from Amazon.
Oh, the show, yeah.
It looks really interesting. It looks really good. Like, I thought it was going to be, you know, the CGI is going to look terrible or at least bad. But no, it's actually not that bad. I ain't going to lie. I think I might watch it. I think I actually will sit down and watch that shit. But,
Yeah, I'm going to have to get your review on that one.
Yeah. But going my last topic here, it will have to be all these rumors circling about Xbox going third party. You've heard anything like that?
I have not. So you don't have to break it down for me.
Okay, so apparently from some of these, you know, leakers and you know, motherfuckers who think they're in the industry, they like to go around a lot of times and, you know, start stating rumors. Some of them kind of came true and some of them didn't. So a lot of people are saying, like, you know, this person kind of got right on this release date and this person da, 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 da. And it's like the big rumor that's going around is that Xbox is going third party. So it all started from apparently a rumor started with Hi-Fi Rush. Hi-Fi Rush is supposedly going to a competitor's platform. People were speculating Nintendo, since, you know, Xbox and Nintendo kind of got like a little relationship going on there. They let Banjo be in Smash Brothers and, you know, that Minecraft character be in Smash Brothers as well. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we can kind of see it, you know, it kind of looks like a Nintendo type game. So people start speculating, okay, if this game is possibly going there, what about all the other games? Then you started seeing more rumors coming out about Sea of Thieves, Ori and the Wisp, you know, those type of games are supposed to be going to PlayStation. I want your opinion on this. If, and only if, because they have been saying that they're gonna, you know, start doing multi-plats, you know, Xbox, the leader of Xbox, said they're gonna start doing multi-plats, more games on different platforms. But I personally think when he is saying that, since now they got Activision, I'm thinking that they're gonna say, you know, Call of Duty, Overwatch, Diablo, all those games are gonna stay multiplayer. That's what he's talking about. But a lot of people are saying that he's saying, you know, Halo, Gears of War, those types of games are all going to different platforms. I wanna see what you think on this one. Do you think is gonna happen?
So multi-platform. So me personally, I can only see them going with, of course, Sony. Because Sony is the only platform that can literally replicate the same graphics engine as Xbox with the games that they have. For example, let's say Gears. Say Xbox, you know, decided to put Gears together, like let's say a remake for the first one, go balls to the wall with the graphics, everything like that. And if they were to go multi-platform and say, here's Sony, here's our game, have your PlayStation fans enjoy it, this and this and that, whatever. Sony has the ability in their system, the ability to run the graphics Xbox is running. Nintendo, not so much, because we've seen what they've done with Mortal Kombat. We've seen the horror with Mortal Kombat 1 on Nintendo. So I don't see Nintendo being one of those platforms. Those are the only two platforms I could really think of, because those are pretty much the only platforms outside of PC. But then again, Xbox games are already on PC with Game Pass.
So not even games like Hi-Fi Rush, you don't really see it being on there?
No. I can though. Like Hi-Fi Rush, like games that are like, that aren't graphics driven, that are like, you know, that's something that Nintendo can handle. Absolutely. PlayStation as well, because it's not like, for what I'm saying is like games like Halo, games like Gears, games like, you know, let's just say Indiana Jones, let's just say like all these other top graphical games that literally push the systems to their max can be handled by PlayStation. Not so much Nintendo, because Nintendo's Switch and even the Switch 2, which is rumored, are going to be able to handle that because of we've seen how Mortal Kombat 1 looks like on the Switch. But games like Hi-Fi Rush, games like that aren't graphically pushed to the limit, absolutely I could see them on Nintendo.
By the way, speaking of Nintendo, just a little side note, you know that the specs supposedly are going to be like the same as the PS4?
For the second Switch?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not good.
It's not good, but it's a...
I mean, it's an upgrade coming from Nintendo, but it's still not good.
They're going to get 1080p probably, maybe on the screen, maybe, because I don't even know if it's a handheld. I don't even know what the fuck this thing is going to be. It could just be a system.
What's the speculation in terms of like them announcing it, like E3 kind of like month, like, you know, like how when E3 was around, rest in peace E3, like in that portion of, because, you know, PlayStation does it, Xbox, Nintendo, you think they'll announce it around June?
I have no, I mean, this, of course, you know, rumors going around every single week saying that, oh, it's supposed to be going to be announced this year or this month or during this season. So, you know, people are saying it's going to be announced this year. Okay. I don't know when, but, you know, it's saying something about announcements this year. I don't know. It's definitely interesting. Only because, like, just now knowing that it's just the PS4 specs, you know, 1080p, not really 60, staying 30, you know.
Here's the thing, though. And I kind of side with, I think, on a Nintendo base. You know, Nintendo's never been the type of company to really go full blown, like, we're gonna make Mario look as realistic as possible. Obviously, with Mario Odyssey, he looked, I mean, it was an incredible game. It was a gorgeous game from a Nintendo game POV.
Right.
So for fans thinking that Nintendo being Nintendo, how their systems are, for fans to think that it was capable of running Mortal Kombat 1 was a little bit delirious there. Because even I knew, well, it's going to Nintendo. It's like, it's not going to look good. Like, you're expecting Nintendo to hit you with the same graphics we get on PC or the same graphics we get from consoles. It's not going to happen with Nintendo, because Nintendo's never really been about pushing their systems to the limit for their games. They're complacent with the way Mario looks now, with the way Zelda looks now, with the way Samus from Metroid is going to look and all that stuff. So they're in their comfortable zone. To see Nintendo try to like bounce out of that and try to like give the fans what they're hoping for, so they can run games like Mortal Kombat or whatever the case may be, it's impossible to do so, because they haven't really sat down as a company and said, okay, so how are we going to push our graphics to look like Nintendo's and Xbox and PC? It's never been about that. They've never really came out and say, oh yeah, we, you know, our graphics are going to be 4K capability. You know, we've got the fucking nose hairs on Mario coming out now, right? His hair follicles move swiftly with the wind when he jumps. Like, they've never been that company. They're okay with being a cartoon company. Which is why Hi-Fi Rush is perfect for Nintendo, because it's not pushing their system to the limit. But fans need to understand that it's you're being a little bit too delirious thinking that they could take God of War, take Ghost of Tsushima, and put it in their console and think we're going to get the exact same beauty in terms of graphics that we're getting on the systems or on PC. Because let's be honest, if Sony came out and said, guess what, fans, we're giving Ghost of Tsushima an opportunity on Nintendo. Let's be fucking honest. As much as I would love to play Ghost of Tsushima on the go on a Nintendo, let's be honest, it would not look anything like PlayStation's version of Ghost of Tsushima. The graphics would look just like fucking Mortal Kombat. But even I know that. Yeah, I know that. I know that. So the fans asking for... You know, and that's one thing that Xbox fans need to understand too. And you know, in case Xbox was to go third party and hand over some of their IPs to PlayStation and Nintendo, for people of Nintendo and Xbox, understand that your games are gonna look just horrible on a Nintendo Switch and a Nintendo Switch 2. If what Tez is saying in terms of what the Nintendo Switch 2 is going to be like in terms of a PS4, I'm sorry, but that's even worse. You might as well get the sound effects of a PS4 too as well, because that's probably what you're gonna get on that Switch.
You know,
but yeah,
it's gonna be a little bit of a side note, but I had this running in the background, the Xbox little developer direct, And it got to the part where they start showing off gameplay and the game for Indiana Jones. The main bad guy here, this motherfucker, when he was talking to Indiana Jones when he was in the sand and shit, that motherfucker's mouth was so goddamn salivating, bro. this man's lips all juicy and shit. Like, it's all glistening.
What the fuck?
It just is. It's like, I didn't notice that beforehand. Because beforehand, I was doing music and also watching at the same time. But this man, dude. Never mind. It, juicy. Anyway.
You're a fucking idiot. Bro, you know what, Tez? You hit me with some of the most randomest shit, man. I was looking back at, like, your TikToks. And I was looking back at the time that we were doing the podcast. And you were with Duke and them. And you were quiet for a very long time. And I remember getting on Twitter. And your stupid ass had the audacity to fucking repost something. And then put, Obama do be throating. And then I saw the post and I was like, this fucking idiot.
This motherfucker, like, does.
We're literally in the middle of a podcast. This dude's not saying shit. Right? Duke is in the middle of talking. And I remember I'm just like there with a fucking massive smirk on my face. And Duke was like, what the fuck are you laughing at, dickhead? And I was like, man, the shit I fucking run into with Taz, bro. Like, it's just some of the most fucking randomest shit ever. And this is one of those examples, bro.
Bro, look, bro.
You piss me off.
Bro, why am I pissing you off? You can see the sweat glistening. I'm watching shit in 4K, by the way. That's why I didn't see it. It's in 4K. This man, you can see this man sweating.
Oh,
and shit, in that African.
Do you Sahara remember Desert. The times test when fucking Fight Night came out for Xbox and how excited we got to seeing the sweat and the spit come out of their fucking mouths?
Bro,
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, man, as kids, we used to get excited at the different graphic changes from the simplest as 2-bit to fucking, you know, Lara Croft looking the way she did back in the day. The
triangular titties.
Yeah, like getting into now and then like Fight Night round 3 coming out and seeing like the sweat and the spin. We're like, yo, we getting some like lifelike graphics to like now, you know?
Man, I used to think back in the day, ain't no way graphics can get better than this on the PS2. The PS2 was just it. Y'all can't replicate this. And then the 360 and the PS3 came out, and I was like, damn, maybe they can, you know what I'm saying? Shit, bro, it gets better and better. Like, hold on, I'm about to show you, because this shit actually crazy in 4K.
Fucking Ted,
bro. Don't judge me, bro.
Just... ain't judge, man. It's just
okay. I put in this score. But I mean, like,
damn.
I told you, see?
Bro, he's got a black head.
Does he? Damn.
You can even see, like, the little knot, like, the tip of his nose hair.
Bro, you can see his fingerprint. Nah, that's crazy.
Fingerprint where? What the fuck are you looking at?
Bro, hold on. I gotta see another screenshot, bro. This shit is insanity. You can see his fingerprint. Not just the hand, the print. Hold on. Let me Okay. Bro, look at this shit right here.
Let me see what you got going on. His fingerprint?
Yeah, on his thumb. Do you not see it on his thumb?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and you can see like some of his detail on the hand and shit like that.
I can see that, yep. He's got a little wax in his ear, too. I can see that shit, too.
Shit, dirty as hell, bro. Anyway, but yeah, going back to the original topic, though. The original topic we was talking about Xbox and the third party. Personally, for me, I don't care. If Xbox decided to go, look, we're going full third party, no more first party exclusives, I'll be fine, because I'm on PC. I'm not on Xbox. So we was already getting their games. PlayStation seem like they're going to do more multiplayer as well. We just don't know if it's going to be full-time PC or is it going to be going everywhere. We just don't know yet.
But you know, now let me ask you this, though.
Okay.
do you think they're trying to do what Sony's doing with Sony pushing their games to PC?
Wait. Are you talking about like with PlayStation, what they're doing right now, or what Xbox is doing?
Yeah. What Sony's doing, like how since Sony opened up and said, you know, we're gonna push certain IPs to PC as they have already, right? Do you think Xbox is like, okay, then, well, let's push our IP since we've already got PC covered. Let's push them to the other two platforms.
Well, my whole stance on this whole thing with this rumor and some of what the people said at the top of what Xbox is saying, my opinion, I think, is what they're trying to say, what they're saying, but what they're not saying at the same time. I don't know if a lot of people notice this. A lot of casuals don't notice this, and they take everything at the surface level. A lot of these execs, they call it double speak or double talking. So it sounds like they're saying one thing, but they really mean another, right? So instead of just saying, oh yeah, no, we're keeping everything first party, we're not doing third party. Instead of saying that, they'll say, well, you know, we try to, you know, really bring our games to a lot of different platforms where Game Pass is at, and you know, we're in our ecosystem, and da-da-da-da-da. They like to beat around the bush. And a lot of people don't seem to really pick that up. And they take everything as surface level, as just flat on its face as it is. But when the whole thing was going on with the case-by-case basis, when it comes to Bethesda games and stuff like that, people was assuming, well, okay, so I mean, we're gonna get like some of these games, right? Nah, bro, like it's gonna be, Doom's gonna be exclusive. That's my opinion. That's what I think is gonna happen. But I mean, look at Elder Scrolls 6. That's an exclusive. That's one of the big ones too. So I think Doom is gonna be exclusive. Elder Scrolls 6 is gonna be exclusive. Maybe Wolfenstein. You know, I just think a lot of those games are going to be exclusives, but it's going to be a few that are like Elder Scrolls Online. That's going to go to PlayStation. That's going to continue to go to PlayStation, get support from Xbox. That's just one of the type of things where it's like case by case. But in this situation, I think it's going to be the same thing. Nothing's going to change. Case by case, you know, Call of Duty is going to stay on PlayStation. Overwatch still going to be on PlayStation. Diablo's going to still be on PlayStation. So, you know, it's just it's just Crash Bandicoot and all the other games going to be first party. That's my opinion on it.
Yeah. I can see them kind of testing the waters with like their old, you know, IPs like Gears of War, like the first one, you know, first and second, maybe.
I hope when they do go back to like Gears of War, I hope they really bring back the old Gears of War feeling. Like people don't really realize Gears of War used to be kind of scary. It used to be kind of like a little eerie.
And then the multiplayer was so live, dude. Like, for example, and this is like a really good memory my brother and I have, is that we used to play Gears of War a lot online, like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And one moment we were playing, and I forgot if it were friends of ours or were people we had met online, but one of our teammates had died, right? And we were all kind of standing over him. We were like, man, like just being stupid. We were like, man, let's have a moment of silence for so-and-so. He's dead. And in the middle of us talking, one of our other teammates' heads just blew up and we all scattered. We're like, oh shit. And we fucking all ran and shit. That's how lively fucking Gears of War was, man. Like it had that feel of Gears of fucking War. And then now it's kind of like, I've never even beaten the fourth one or the fifth one or whichever fucking number one.
I think we're still at the fifth one. The sixth one is supposedly being worked on right now, but I don't know. Maybe they do need to bring back Cliffy B. I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of went sideways after he wasn't a part of it.
But he's such a dick, though. But he's a dick.
He is a dick. I ain't gonna lie, but. You're right. It was scary, man. When we first ran into the fucking Berserker, man, I didn't even want to play no more.
Mm.
I didn't even want to play that shit. When he ripped Carmine in pieces and shit, you kind of had to be quiet. I was like, man, how the fuck are we going to do this shit?
That was when co-op games used to be fun. We used to play on the couch and shit. It used to be a little scary and shit. Man. Anyway. But I don't know. If they do, if like by some weird reason, if Microsoft don't think that they're making enough money from Activision alone, not just from Xbox, but Activision is not enough for them alone, if they decide to go full third party, that's cool with me. But at the same time, I don't know how they fans are gonna feel about it. They fans gonna be up in the they gonna fuck around and start a riot, bro. I swear to God. That shit gonna be funny as fuck though. I'll be sitting there on Twitter waiting for that shit, boy.
I know you. Yeah. I know you.
Well, that's all I got, man. You got any other topics?
No, man. I haven't had nothing outside of Until Dawn, man.
That shit is getting
scary. It has been dry. But look though, we did say though that we were gonna become a podcast pod. We were really gonna podcast.
I know. I'm just waiting for something good to happen. Like this Xbox.
We gotta talk about outside shit. Fuck it.
I would like it to stay to games, but you know, venturing off to like mainstream stuff, I feel like we would have to really look into it more. I don't know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, something interesting.
Well, look, I guess this is where we're going to end the episode for today. Episode 70 or 71. I can't remember which one it is. But glad to have y'all here listening to the podcast. By the way, shout out to Zippers out there. I'm coming home to you, baby. You know who it is. It's your boy, Mr. Test 300. Kiati, got anything to say before we leave? No? No.
How the fuck am I supposed to top that? Alright, shout out to Baby Bandit. I see you, baby. You know who it is.
I'm coming home. Yeah. I was just about to say that shit. I'm coming home. Come home, Zippers. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is.
You got me fucked up. You know what? Anybody listening, just cancel us, man. This guy was talking about beating it the other day. I mean, a little earlier. I ain't trying to do with it.
This man really tried to set me up out here, bro. With that being said, people, we out.